Parshas Truma. The Torah starts off about the mitzvah of building a Mishkan. Klal Yisrael were menadev, kesef, zov, nechoshes, tcheles, agamon, avnishoyim, amiluim, beautiful, expensive items to build the Mishkan. The Reshiva Zatzal Nosson Svi asked the following question. We all know that the Mishkan was a Makom Ruchni, a spiritual place, Makom Rashvas Shechina. The Chara, one would think that it's not Matim, it doesn't fit that there should be such Gashmias, such Kesef Azov, gold and silver, and Choshes, all these very expensive items. One would think that a Makom Shechina, a spiritual place, should be a Pashut, bare walls, simple, open, just only Ruchnius, only Ruchnius. The Shiva answered, She'ein Echnami. True, from a Kodesh Baruch Hu's side, there's no need for a Kodesh Baruch Hu to have all this Gashmias. But since the Mishkan is a Mokim, is a place for Shavas Shechina in Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael have to create that Kli, that vessel, to be able to Mishchaber, to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This Kli is done through Nedivas HaLev, taking valuable items, very, very choshev to a human, like Kesef Azov, and giving it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in the Divas HaLev, that's how we create that Kli, the way to connect and be able to Makabel and have the Shavas HaShechina in Klal Yisrael. We know at the end of the list, the last two items were Avnei Shoyam and Avnei Meluyim, very, very expensive stones. The value of these stones were much more than the items mentioned before them. So the order should be, the Chari should be earlier in the list, not the end of the list. Chazal tell us that the Nesiim were Nes'atzel, they were lazy, they were lax, they said, let's wait until everyone gives, whoever's missing, we'll fill it in. And with nothing missing, Klal Yisrael gave with such a divas alev, the Kodesh Baruch Hu made a nes, and not a covered brought, Avnishoyim, Avnuluyim, and the Nesim brought these Avonim. Since these Avonim, Avnishoyim, weren't given with too much in divas alev, with too much work, even though the value was much more than other items, but the value of a divas alev, that comes first in the list. Kodesh Baruch Hu is not looking for the accomplishments, not looking for the end product, looking for the effort. Because the effort and the Divas HaLev, that's what created the Makom V'Hashavas HaShechina. Therefore, the Kesef Azov, the other items which had much more in the Divas HaLev, they come early in the list. We know the Tachos and the Mishkan was the Shechanti B'Seichem for Shechina. Kodesh Baruch Hu should have a Shechina in Klal Yisrael. What is Shechina? So on a very, very simple level, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is B'loi Kol Aretz Kavodoi. The entire world is full with Kavod Hashem. The Lashon HaZohar is Les Asar Panoi Minei. There's no place that's empty, has emptiness from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's Shechina everywhere. But still, there are places that is more recognizable, more noticeable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more noticeable. The places are less. Shechina, Gilui Shechina, a place where it's more recognizable, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei Olam. The Mishkan was a place that was nicker. It was obvious. We saw that Hashrasa Shechina, the Asara Nisim. When in Beit HaMikdash, you were able to feel and see and see and realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech Olam. Ramban, beginning of the parasha, says that the Shekhinah, the Kavod Hashem, that was by Har Sinai, Begaloi, everyone saw it, was nikkur, obvious, at the race of Das Kashem, who will came in of Adi, at the race of the, everyone, every Yid saw, that was put into the Mishkan, Beseser, Besoid, secretly, not everyone saw it, was as Galoi to the whole world, but that same Shekhinah, that same level that was in Har Sinai, was in the Mishkan. Chazal say, "Vishchanti b'soicham." I will dwell b'soicham, lashon rabim. You should say b'soichoy in it, in amongst them, amongst it, in the Mishkan. Chazal darshin b'soich kol echad ve'echad. That the person is gives and prepares himself to mischaber to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to see Kadosh Baruch Hu in his life. Then he's zeicher v'shachanti, zeicher to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more he works on seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's how much he's zeicher v'shachanti b'seich kol echad ve'echad, to see, to have that shechinah, have a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The pasuk says, v'yikchu li truma. So all mefarshim ask, what is the word v'yikchu, taking, take from me truma, should say, v'yitnu li truma, give me truma, v'yivu li truma, bring for me truma, what's lashon v'yichu, take from me truma. There's a many terutzim. The Shemaitza, Shem Shemaitza Nagdoma, bring down from Al-Shech, that the Gemara says in Kedushin, it says in the Pasuk, ki yikach ish isha, that the man has to give the money to the lady. And that's the opposite. The lady can't give money to the man. Yikach ish isha. What if the man is Adam Choshuv? It means that he doesn't accept presents from regular people. And if someone, if he accepts a present from someone, that person that gives a present has tremendous hana. Hana that he, this man accepts the present. That's called hana's Adam Choshuv. So therefore, it says the Gemara, if the ish, as being a kaddish lady, is a adam chashuv, and the lady gives money to the man, the lady will be mekudeshes, because the lady got from the man the hana of adam chashuv, the hana of adam chashuv accepting her money. Says Al-Sheikh, so too, when we give money to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Mishkan, Klai Yisrael has hana's adam chashuv, we get hana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted our money. Therefore, the Torah says, "V'yichu li truma, take from me my truma." When we give, we're best in taking. We're gaining the hana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts our money. Another pshat put down b'shem the goyin. As the Mishnah says, the obvious, the person's nifter le malavim loy le kesef le zav. He can't take anything. He can't, his money and silver won't go with him. Only Torah Meis and Tovim. The Shetz Vilna Goyin is a certain, there is a type of money that a person does take with him. That's staka. The staka that he gave comes, goes with him. The Gemara Babas, the Fidalis, brings down that a Meisah Memunvaz, a Melech, that opened up all his warehouses, all his stock loads of treasure houses of oitzus that he had personally and from all of his fathers during a famine. The chabru of achiv, the base of his brother and his father's house came and said, "Avisecha, your father Gunzer, your father, your grandparents, they collected so much money they put together to save. And you were Moisif, and now you can mavaz with them. Now you can just give it out, empty out them, all your treasure houses." So he says, "Avoisai, my fathers, gondu l'acherim. They put away for others. Ani ganaz dilatzmi. I put away all this for myself. So the pasuk says, "Vocha tia staka." When you give staka, it's vocha. Avoisai ganzu loylam haza. Ani ganazti loylam haba. I'm putting away from loylam haba. She says the going. So therefore, when a person gives staka, he's taking a yichuli tshuma. He's taking tshuma. He's not giving away. He's really taking. This is the money that stays with him. According to what we explained, that the way to rezecha, to shechanti b'seichem, for shechina, is by giving the divas alev, giving up what's chashuv to us. Because for Akash Baruch Hu, we have another pshat, why he says v'yikchu, take from me tshuma, not v'yitnu, and give me tshuma. Because through giving money, we take from makabel the shechina, makabel v'shechanti b'seichem, our personal connection with Akash Baruch Hu. We're now in the Chodesh Adar. The Sras Emes brings from his Zayda, his grandfather, that the Lashon Adar is Lashon Edor. Edor. Aleph, Dalet, Vav, Resh. The Chazal say, the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, after the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, his only daughter, the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Asul li, Kitayn Echad, make me one room, ve'edor b'soichoy, and I'll dwell in it. That's why the truma comes after Matan Torah. Edor, Ador is a lesson. Edor, a chodesh of working on HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwelling within us. We know that in Purim, we have a special mitzvah of Matanas of Yoinim. The Rambam says, Hilchos Megillah. That mutav shiar ba'odam matanas of yoinim yoyse b'shalchmanis v'sudas purim. Person should be marber more in the mitzvah, put more, spend more money, invest more money into matanas of yoinim than sudas purim v'shalchmanis. Why? Shekol hamisameach leiv ha'aniyim. Whatever makes the heart of the Neem happy, these unfortunate people, you become like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. This opportunity in Adar, besides making Edor, making a place for Kadosh Baruch Hu to dwell within us, we even have opportunity to be to be like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to be in the mitzvah of Matanas of Yoinim. So now that we're in Chodesh Adar, which is man creating a mokim for Kadosh Baruch Hu to dwell Edor, it's not a coincidence. Not a coincidence. It's the Indian of Marva B'Simcha. Because if one builds that connection with Kadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a place to dwell within him. This brings the Yid to the highest level of Simcha and higher levels of Simcha. We all be zeicha to use the Chodesh Adar with much steiging and much Simcha, and you have a good Shabbos. Thank you.